Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most people are aware that our state has an established reputation in the automotive industry, insurance technology, and now aerospace, but few are aware that we are gaining quite a foothold now in cancer research. Our next guest's upstate company, for example, has developed a vaccine that is showing promise in patients with solid tumor cancers such as melanoma, lung, colon, breast, and more. Dr. Tom Wagner is chief researcher at Orbis Health Solutions, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Tom, welcome.
Hello.
So tell us about your company, a brief history and overview.
Orbis Health Solutions was started in 2010. The work was begun at the Greenville Hospital System starting in 1999. And it is an approach to the treatment of cancer that involves immunotherapy. Anyone who watches television these days sees that there's a huge movement towards treatment of cancer by immunotherapy as opposed to chemotherapy or radiation. And we have been a leader in this area for many years. We've now treated over 350 patients. The treatment involves not a normal type of drug. It's highly personalized because everyone's cancer is different, just as everyone is different. In order to activate their immune system, we have to use the tumor's molecules, the own patient. So we take a small biopsy sample of the patient's tumor, which is sent to us from hospitals all across the United States. We then place this material inside a proprietary vehicle, which puts it into the cells of the immune system in a manner such that it looks like it is a foreign material. The reason the immune system doesn't normally attack cancer is because cancer itself and our immune system is not supposed to attack cells. I guess, to best of my knowledge, this is the first time in the history of South Carolina that a drug or therapy has been conceived of and developed and gotten into late-stage clinical trials.
And are patients only in clinical trials allowed to receive this treatment?
That's correct. We also treat patients under the British system in the Cayman Islands, which is a different kind of clinical trial where anyone can qualify.
Anybody who can get a ticket to the Cayman Islands can find your facility there and receive treatment?
That's correct, if they qualify and if they have the right features of their disease.
When do you expect the clinical trials in the U.S. to be finished so that people won't have to fly to the Cayman Islands?
Well, we're in late phase 2B trials. One of the interesting things about this therapy is it has virtually no side effects, and this is after the FDA has looked at nearly 300 patients so far. Because it has no side effects, minimal side effects, a slight fever or something like that perhaps, and if the results are impressive enough, it could theoretically be approved, as they have after phase 2B, which is what we're presently in. The first data, our phase 2B trial, will be read this December. That's not the end of it. It'll be another 18 months after that till the final data is in, but these are blinded trials, so we don't know yet what the results are, except we know from our work in Cayman that this can be very effective. I suppose our star patient is a patient in Greenville who was treated in the year 2000, stage 4 melanoma, probably with a life expectancy of less than 6 months, completely disease-free and very healthy to this time. So that's pretty close to what you would call a cure, I think.
Well, you must have major pharmaceutical companies knocking on your door.
Yes, but this is not a typical drug that fits into pharmaceutical companies' wheelhouse. It's good from the point of view of employment because each vaccine has to be made individually for each patient. We can do this highly efficiently, easily scalable, and we are in the presence of talking to some pharmaceutical companies about this.
And what is your business plan then going forward, assuming that everything happens the way it should happen, to indeed follow through and sell to a major pharmaceutical company or become a major pharmaceutical company yourself?
Even were we to sell to a major pharmaceutical company, this is a process. We're the experts at making this vaccine, so even were we to be acquired by a major pharmaceutical company, the probability that we would continue to be the site for manufacturing would be extremely likely.
What have been your challenges in developing this?
When we first started doing this, it cost almost $500,000 to make a single treatment. We scaled that down and gotten that to obviously a much lower number. The idea of an effective cancer treatment with no side effects is a dream come true.
Tom, thank you so much for your time today, and please keep us posted.
Happy to. Thank you.
Dr. Thomas Wagner is chief researcher at Orbis Health Solutions, and he joined us by phone from his company's headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.